This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Investigators are trying to learn more about the man accused of attacking people in Boulder yesterday. They say he set fire to people who had gathered for a walk and vigil, calling attention to the hostages still held by Hamas in Gaza. 8 people were injured. 2 of them were flown to a hospital's burn unit. The FBI's Mark McCulloch spoke late yesterday.
This attack happened at a regularly scheduled weekly peaceful event. Witnesses are reporting that the subject used a makeshift flamethrower and threw an incendiary device into the crowd. The suspect was heard to yell "Free Palestine" during the attack.
Police arrested the suspect at the scene. He is 45-year-old Mohammed Sabri Solomon from Colorado Springs. The FBI is investigating the attack as an act of terrorism, and you can find the latest at CPR.org. 3 more cases of measles were identified in Colorado over the weekend, all connected to an infectious individual who flew into DIA last month. The El Paso County Health Department says 2 unrelated, unvaccinated adults have contracted the virus. Both were at the airport the day after the infected traveler. A 3rd person who was on the flight has also tested positive. Denver city employees will start taking furloughs this week as the city tries to shrink a $250 million hole in its budget. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
Thousands of city employees will have to take between 2 and 7 unpaid days off by the end of the year. Mayor Mike Johnston hopes the move can save several million dollars. The city is facing a $50 million deficit this year and anticipates a $200 million hole next year. It blames lower than expected sales tax collections, the end of pandemic era federal funding, and economic uncertainty for much of its budget problems. In addition to furloughs, the city is under a hiring freeze and layoffs are expected later in the year. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denver.